Us. Hey guys, welcome back to Mine and Nicole's podcast. Hopefully you listened to the last one, which we recorded on the power of networking as an expat.
The Soulful Expat Chats. This is your girl, Nicole Anne Marie, the Soulful Expat. I'm a mindset and mindfulness coach, helping Black and Brown women feel grounded and liberated on their journey abroad. And your girl, super entrepreneur,
Cherie, I'm
Cherie.
trying, guys. I keep saying, Nicole's always gassing me up. I am out here trying. So my name is Cherie, and I am a side hustler. I am, I'll say, a social entrepreneur, but I also have a full-time job. But I've been in entrepreneurship since the age of 23. I'm 37 now, guys. Can you believe it? But
Okay.
yes, started out opening up a daycare, had that for 6 years. Invested in some businesses because I wanted to find my passion before I started anything else because I hated owning daycare. This is for you guys that are new to the podcast. And now I'm just in the children's well-being space. And I've just developed an app
Yes.
that's going to be powerful and impactful.
And we are into wellness as a whole. We also love talking about life abroad, building a business abroad, and just everything in between. And we're looking to expand some of the different topics because we've done a lot around business and networking. And today we will talk about getting a mentor, a coach, therapy, and the benefits, the disadvantages, and everything in between we'll be discussing. So Cherie will start the convo because I know this was on her heart.
Okay, so this is really to do with business for me, but however, I have had therapy I've had quite a few therapy sessions. I did go or have a therapist once a week. That's actually stopped now, but I did once a week for about 4 months, and it has been so impactful, guys. Like, do you know what? I didn't even need once a week. I could have done with like once every 2 weeks, once a month. And every time I went on to have sessions with her, I didn't even know what I was going to talk about. But there's always something that you have to work through. But anyway, the reason why I wanted to bring this up was that I have recently obviously started a business in a field that I have no idea about. I have no experience in this field. And it is, sorry guys, let me turn down my phone. I'm building the children's wellbeing app because it's something that I'm passionate about. I don't know if I've ever mentioned to you guys before, I had a brother who actually committed suicide, and his depression started from a young age. But unfortunately, he was just labeled as a terrible child. He was also always excluded from school, but really he just needed to learn how to self-regulate his emotions. In addition to that, there's many other reasons why I've decided to step into the children's wellbeing field. But yeah, so I've just developed this app, and I have no IT experience. I don't know how to code. I don't even know what goes into an app. So I decided to get a mentor, and I've got a couple of mentors. So I've had one, which was a Black mentor, and I thought, wow, Black, relatable, successful. I thought those were all that was the only formula that I needed to have a good mentor. And this person's extremely successful, most definitely where I'd like to be at. However, our values did not align. I did not find them very useful. So then I decided to go and get another mentor that is actually within the same field as me, which is what I've learned from this new session that I went to on the weekend. Well, I kind of knew it anyway because I've had the experience, but I went to get a new mentor who works within the field that I'm in, which is app development. And again, what I found was, unfortunately, this mentor doesn't have enough time to train me. Our values again don't align. It's not a win-win. It's just like them, it felt like them coming and showing up just because they were paid to, and they had no drive to kind of build connection with me, which I value. So yeah, I just wanted to share those lessons and then talk about some of the things that I've learned recently, and then during my experience about how to actually find a mentor and why we need a mentor. And then the coach side, we actually need a coach as well to keep us motivated, to make sure that our well-being is in check, to keep us organized, to actually do the tasks that the mentor has, or help us to do the tasks that the mentor has assigned to us. I'm not sure about you, Nicole, but have you ever had a mentor before?
So it's interesting because I definitely had a mentor and still do, but it was always more from an emotional and professional space, like when as being an educator. Mm-hmm. I have paid for coaches, more so because I wanted to know what were the components of being able to create a business, how to create an offer. And I definitely feel like whenever you're entering a space where you are unaware, like you said, like having someone that's doing to work the work to guide you or to show you, I think is quite beneficial, because if you're offering a service and you want people to invest in you, I think everything starts with self, right? So if you can't invest in yourself for your well-being, for your mental health, how can you expect anyone to invest in you? And that's just, again, energy exchange. I currently do not have a coach for my business, but what I did do, I created an entrepreneur group here, and I posted a couple weeks back that I really wanted a strong accountability partner, meaning I didn't want someone who was going to just throw smoke up my ass, essentially, or just someone that's going to like not really check in. And I was very mindful of like what my requests were based on what I know that I needed. And as a result, a business consultant who lives in Thailand at the moment volunteered. She reached out to me personally, and it's not a coincidence that she's also the same woman who had me speak at a conference. So I know she already sees greatness in me. Mm-hmm. She's very kind of like badass, just like you, Sheree, in that like she's not gonna allow me to just be comfortable. So we had our first session today, and you know that something is good if like one, you feel so slightly overwhelmed and like at the verge of tears. I felt like I was challenged in a very healthy way. So I would see her in the midst of being like a mentor slash coach. Mm-hmm. And I think what I learned from that is that sometimes when you're trying something, whether it's a business, a job, what have you, and even when you've done all your YouTubing, all your podcasting, like listening, there comes a point where you just need guidance. And I think I'm very proud of myself that I'm at the stage where I can see where I'm falling short and being able to be like, hey, I need some help. And I think that's also the part that I feel really excited about. Mm-hmm. And I just think that I think people who make a lot of money most times, I won't say all, right, but most times people pay for other people's expertise, guidance, and support so that they can execute the things that are very unique to them for their business. So me having an accountability partner, I'm also going to her workshop, this lady, because I've been thinking about the next half of the year and thinking about how many changes do I want, right? I'm going to need someone to guide me, because clearly if I've gone this far and I know this much, I only can get so far with the knowledge that I know. I need new knowledge. I need new skills. So I think that investing in a coach, a mentor, sometimes a mentor can also just feel more like a friend, I think, or someone that just sees you as a mini protege, which was what my experience was with my mentor. And a coach is someone that's like, okay, we're gonna get from A to Z. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're gonna take you through a process. So I definitely think by far, it's really important. And sometimes you just cut time. When you work with someone that has more experience than you, more than likely you're gonna cut time than what you would try to figure out.
Do you know what? I disagree with the mentor being the friend. I think the mentor should see you as a project. Because the mentor's job is to train you within the shortest period of time, and it's to be very impactful, and for them to be able to just leave you and get on with what you need to get on with. They need to get you to their point. But I think more so a coach should more so feel like a friend. But even so, they shouldn't feel like friends, because friendship is just such a tricky thing. When you are a coach or a mentor, you have to be cutthroat. And when you're friends with someone, you're kind, you're sweet, you deliver messages in a particular way that's not going to upset them, but your coach can't be your friend. Because if you do build that relationship, then you are going to be offended sometimes when they do start drilling you. That's my opinion that I've realized recently. They can be nurturing and they can build connections 100%. Like, have you worked on your goals this week? What have your struggles been? But there's a thin line between that and friendship.
1,000%. 1,000%.
One thing I'll say about coaches, so the mentor gives you all the skill, gives you all the information and knowledge and skills that you do not know within one particular field that you're building your business in, or it doesn't even need to be a business. It could be you want to change careers and they're in that space and they've moved from one career to another. So they're going to teach you how to do that, for example. And then the coach is the person that motivates you and keeps you on task. They run through you as a person. Whereas the mentor runs through your business and your skills. The coach gets into you. They change you, you know? I think that's the difference. And one tip that I actually learned this weekend, I was like, oh, how can you find a good coach? Because I've been through two now. And it's costly trying to get through a coach. They actually said, go and do some research on people who are actually in the field that you want to be in right now. And actually doing very well in it. And don't be afraid to send them a message, because there's so many people who we believe that most probably wouldn't want to do mentorship, but they would. And I actually reached out to a woman that I find very inspiring. She didn't actually give me the feedback that I needed. She's like, oh, this is great. That's it. Maybe she was busy or something, but at least I tried, and I will keep trying until, but then, in actual fact, I realized that person most probably isn't the right person for me, because one thing that I value is time. You need to have time too. If you're a busy entrepreneur, we need to do the research to make sure, for one, they have time, two, our values align, morals align, and three, they're quite nurturing too. So these are the kind of values and things that I would be looking for in a mentor, whereas a coach, I don't know if you agree, but see me, there's so many coaches out there that claim to be coaches, Nicole, and they'll put something in their bio and say that, for example, I don't know, any type of coach that you can think of, there's always different types of coaches, but they're not living that. They're not really about that life. So it's very important to ask uncomfortable questions. That's another thing that I've learned recently. Ask those uncomfortable questions. What are you doing? How have you been doing this? Are you even there yet? How have you made your money? Can you tell me which businesses you've grown? Go and research them. Like, just take people's words for it, just because they look good on paper. We know already that Instagram is a highlighted reel, or LinkedIn can be a highlighted reel. There's highlighted reels going on all over the place. So it's really important to ask questions and find out if people align with you too. Because I think that's how I've wasted money for real, real.
Yeah. And I feel like, yes, for sure. Because even with you saying that, like, some people have real nice Canva templates that they're going. And like, being the real deal, like, you are who you say you are. You're not just using buzzwords because they seem cool. I think that that's also part of alignment and values as well. Because there are some people who are really gifted at talking the talk. Yeah. Or being around people.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. I think that that's great. And I think also sometimes, especially on social media, like, if you never really see anyone commenting or saying anything about someone's character, that's like a red flag or something to just take stock of. Like, because I feel like if someone...
Who speaks about your character on Instagram or LinkedIn? Do you know what I think as well, Nicole? So say, for example, if you started coaching now and you had an expat, I know that you're going to be able to post that transformation on your page. I want to see who you have transformed and how long did it take you to transform that person.
Right.
Those are the keys when you're looking for them, because everyone can sit up here and they know what your pain points are. They know what you buy into. They know what you value. But in actual fact, what we should be looking at is, who have you transformed? Who have you mentored? What impact have you had, and what space and time? That's what research we should really be getting.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree.
Think about us and some of our friends, the amount of us that have wasted money on coaches or mentors because they've been able to talk the talk or because they've been successful, but are they actually able to coach and mentor?
Yes.
Like
or just like not well yeah like yeah no I totally agree with you. I've definitely invested 7K into someone who literally was trying to have therapy sessions with me and not make one dent in my business. And I mean, and that was my lesson learned, because I fell into the scope of how someone appeared online and not doing my due diligence like you just mentioned. So the thing that I'm proud of is that I've always understood the value of these things, whether it's therapy, whether it's coaching, whether it's mentorship. But to your point, you always have to add that extra layer of, because you know, like your hard-earned dollars are going to invest in these people and time, and nothing's worse than wasted time and money at the same time. So I think just making sure you research, see how other people connect to them. Do they know them? What can you say? Very important.
This is one of the reasons why I see the side business teacher page. I'm just like not even nurturing that page right now, because at the moment I am not able to handle my 9-to-5 and my side business. So realistically, are my methods and my teachings, are they valuable? Because they're not working for me right now. So that's one reason why I've come off of it. I'm doing my job, but I don't know if I think it's because of how motivated I am or because of my work ethic. I'm getting stuff done, but not in a way. I'm not where I want to be right now based on my skills and all of the knowledge that I'm sharing. So I don't think I'm not qualified enough. And they say, oh, you only need to be one step ahead of the person that you're coaching. No, you don't. Because how do you know that your methodologies are working? How do you know they're going to work? Now, take a risk on yourself, but I think it's very irresponsible to now involve someone else in that equation. So I honestly believe if you're coaching, make sure you're coaching in something that you know actually works. Like right now within the field, like, huh?
No, I'm saying I agree with you. I think it's very noble and very integrity. I think nowadays, especially where everyone is becoming a coach or becoming all, you know, we're living in a society, in one aspect, it's beautiful that we're all getting to create ourselves. I mean, it's kind of like the joke when everyone says that everyone has a podcast now, clearly, because we do. Yeah. And I think that it is beautiful that we have options and we're all creating for our own. But then on the flip side, we have to really make sure that we're in integrity. We tighten up the skills that we have. We don't mislead and tell or overpromise. And to me, it's funny because I remember for a while I was just saying I never wanted to call myself a healer, even though I'm in a lot of like the things that I talk about in addition, outside of just the expat, is like healing, unpacking. And I've been thinking about how can I use a word, because I was like, I don't want to give myself some big lofty title and like I can't solve, you know, what that is, you know? So I take that really to heart what you're saying. And I think that there should be more people having that discussion. And I think there should be more people just doing your due diligence. Like, that's it. Just because someone's the loudest person on the internet doesn't necessarily mean that they have the expertise, not all the time.
Yeah, 100%, you've got to research. I know that my methods worked when I had a nursery. When I had a physical business, like for physical businesses, my methods work. For digital businesses, I am not experienced enough in this to give people coaching advice. So that's why I've slowed down. Like, I've actually deactivated my page. Because for me, it's my reputation. If I can't take you from step one to step 10, like I said I have, then that's my reputation on the line. It's not a short-term gain for me at all. So I think, like, just taking that on board, I'm just bringing that in because it's relevant to the whole situation, that we need to be careful to make sure that we are buying into, if we are getting a coach or a mentor, someone that has these types of values, and really do understand whether what they're saying they can do, they can actually do. And they need to be able to provide receipts for that. I do want to see testimonials on your page. Great. Testimonials are great, but you know what would be great? Even better, word of mouth. Hearing it from someone, getting a recommendation from someone that you personally know. That's why it's really important to even reach out to people that are where you want to be at. Even if you don't want them to be your mentor, be like, who is your mentor? Mm-hmm. That's another way to find them.
Yeah. You're preaching. I like this.
100%. But yeah, I do. I honestly do think it's very irresponsible for people to come on a page and say that they are a coach. I won't be endorsing anyone that I don't think is living that life. You are a coach and you do a specific niche when you're not able to put yourself in a position to do what you say you're going to do or do what you say you do do. And you're wasting people's money. Like, it's just, yeah. So yeah, do your research, guys. Do your research. Do not be afraid to ask questions. If you're going to be handing over £300 a month, £400 a month to someone, it doesn't matter whether they are super successful. You ask them, who have you coached? How long did it take you to coach them? Do you have time? Do you have skill? Are you living this life right now? Can you show me where? Where can I find the receipts? And you know what? Someone who's actually done this will be more than happy to answer these questions.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I love it. Mic drop. I always love how, I think what I really love about you, Sheree, is that I think when people think of someone who's about their money, about their business, go-getter, at least for me, oftentimes you think about someone that's going to they'll do whatever it is just to get that thing, the sale, the money. But I love how you are that, like in terms of being focused about your coins, about creating business, but you're also about integrity and values. And I think those things are real sexy. And I think that we should bring those back together. Like, again, like just society, people, like, being in integrity, being in value with values. And also, like, when you're choosing someone, like I always say, like, even if you're choosing an expert coach, a mindfulness coach, and now I'm even understanding more why it is important to share aspects of yourself, because those are also how someone can decide if they want to work with you, if they are in alignment with who you are, even as a person, like the things that you do, the things that you share. It's another part of just like connecting and for someone to see what you're about, because you might be hiring a coach and let's say like some of their things that they participate in are just like very not aligned with who you are. You might not want to be associated with that.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? So I think if you are a coach and you're listening to this, and even as I say this to you, if you're listening, I'm saying it to myself, the importance of to continue sharing who you are. I recently went to a meetup here in Bangkok, and one of the most instant thing that one of the women said to me was like, how much she's been following me for so long, which was crazy, right? You meet someone, and she talked about my personality, and then also talked about how I just felt like who I am. And sometimes we actually take that for granted, because I do think that most of us have the idea that social media isn't real. So some people just take you for face value. Like they'll just take it for what it is. And you know, and then they meet you and they're like, oh shoot, like you really are who you say you are. Like people can feel that. And so yeah, I think you could still be about your coins, you could still be about your business, but be in integrity, be in alignment. And also on the, if you are a coach or you're a business owner, also getting clients that align with you as well. The same goes in that breath too. Like if not just trying to get the sale, like, you know what I mean? So it's just really important. That's all I have to say.
It is very important for you to get, don't say yes to everybody, because it has to be a win-win. Now, if you're not aligned, how are both of you going to win?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah, I think that's all we've got for this topic, right?
Yes, 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 yes. This was good.
Okay.
We gotta talk about some. Yeah, we definitely gotta talk about travel updates, dating.
Yeah, do you know what I think we should discuss in the next podcast actually is therapy and how it's helped us along our
yes.
journey, especially as women over 35. Yeah, I think that's one thing that we should discuss, how that has really helped, because that has been, I think everyone needs to do therapy, and it's so sad that not everyone has access to that, because it has been life-changing for me, guys. Life-changing. In the short space of time that I've done it, like, I just feel like a whole new human being. It's mad.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your therapist with me. I'm due for a session, but I need to get back to her.
I'm going to be the gatekeeper. Please don't share her before she runs out of time for us, okay?
I know, this is true.
All right, cool. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We will be putting the contacts in the caption, so you can follow me on my personal Instagram stays personal, but you can follow me on LinkedIn, which I'll put the information in the description, and yours. Nicole, where can they catch you?
You can find me on the Soulful Expat and MindfulHuman_.
Okay, thank you so much for listening, guys. Come back for the next one. Remember, comment, message, email. We'll put all that stuff in the caption. Let us know what you thought. Let us know what else you might like to discuss. If I put a question, or if Nicole has put a question under the podcast, please engage. Let us know that you're actually listening and you want us to do some more. It motivates us to record.
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.